You're listening to Campus Pastor Week.
Campus Pastor Week!
On the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. Okay, you know, funny thing. My kids loved episode 100.
They did. I'm sure they did. It was insane.
We talked about Pokemon Go and it was insane. But they still talk about it to this day, even though we're on episode 145.
My son keeps talking about when is he going to be on the podcast, because I made the mistake of telling him that Barnabas and I talked about on the 5LQ. We talked about I said, hey, Barnabas, my son would love to be on the podcast. Let's do one for like a Father's Day kind of thing. And he was like, oh, it would be great. And so I made the mistake of telling my son that was
hey, they would be fun
cards.
To bring our kids on the podcast. Yeah.
We should all three do it.
We should. We
It'll
should.
Be
but,
fun.
But that's not what this week is about. This week is
right.
not Children Week.
I'm sorry.
It's Campus Pastor
Week. We actually are recording a podcast now.
We
right?
are actually
not
recording
having a conversation.
Podcast.
My bad.
So this week, what we're gonna do?
Yeah.
And
I forgot
we can't
that
forget
part.
That's Todd Atkins.
Yep.
And my name is Daniel Lim. And this week we are looking at our newest course. We're giving you a sneak peek into our newest course on newchurches.com. And it's called Campus Pastor, right? Essential Campus
Pastor.
Right. So it's,
don't be a disaster.
That's good. Can
you
rap?
That?
Can you rap?
No.
Okay. I could beatbox. No. You know, I used to do all hip hop and breakdance and
no.
Yeah, that was my former life. Theologically not speaking.
This is very interesting.
Yeah.
This is, we should.
You want to see?
I go for it.
Here's my wave, man. You like that?
Well, nobody else can see this
know,
right now.
I know, but you can. All right.
I'm
so
impressed.
We're not going to cut that out because
no, it's
that
too
was fun. It was. But this
People
week, we're
like
going to give you a sneak peek into
real.
Essential Campus Pastoring. And what's unique about this course is that there is, if you were to Google Campus Pastoring, right? If you were to Google Campus Pastor course or multi-site course, there's really not much out there, because what is multi-site? What is a Campus Pastor? Is it video or live, or are you centralized, decentralized? There's so many options when you talk about multi-site.
Yeah.
So what we wanted to do with this course was to create one where we looked at the core competencies of a successful campus pastor, regardless of the multi-site model that you are using. So that's what we did. We brought in Chris Kuba, who is campus pastor at 6 years at Prestonwood Baptist
Preston
Church.
World?
Yeah, Preston World.
Baptist Church.
But what's neat is he, at the time of his dissertation, was the only one that had ever written one on the role of the campus pastor. So we harnessed his genius in crafting this course. Ronnie Parrott, he has successfully revitalized churches into campuses. OBR Leno, he leads a Hispanic campus for Community Christian Church, right? The Ferguson Brothers. And he leads the Hispanic New Thing Network. Todd Atkins. I mean, you should just get the course for Todd Atkins.
Yeah,
I mean, this
I
is
do
this is
first
your, this
90
is,
days.
Yeah, because
90 ways.
Because when you look at it, I mean, you've helped start 7 campuses. You've done multi-site consulting.
I've been a campus pastor.
You've been a,
that's
but
how
up
I
until this
started.
Point, you haven't really written or talked a lot on it publicly.
Just this podcast.
Yeah,
really.
Just the podcast. So the neat thing about this course is we actually have you unpack what the first 90 days should be for that.
Yeah.
Right. And then I bring my multi-site experience and campus pastor experience into this as well through a couple modules. So this week, every single day, we're going to give you snippets of the course and help you just process through it. And whether you're a church planter, a church considering multiplication, or a youth pastor or student pastor or children's pastor, any associate pastor trying to figure out what your next steps are, this is going to be great content
for
you.
So what day am I?
You are in the course. You're so special. And your talk is so important, we didn't want to put it in this week.
Are you kidding?
You have to get the course.
Seriously?
Through. Yeah, yeah.
So I'm assuming that these are, I'm assuming that these courses are arranged from least to greatest. Is that how it is?
And I started off, which is why I'm the least, and you ended off, which is why you're the greatest. Anyways, so you can go to newchurches.com /campuspastor to learn more about the course. And if you purchase before tonight, midnight, then you will actually get a 30-minute phone consult with either Todd or myself. Right, so that'll be fun, where we can talk through your situation, do nuts and bolts, and just dig through your a situation, your next steps, whether it be for campus pastoring or what your next steps are. That's what we're going
to
do.
You can also talk to me about firearms or fruit trees.
Yes, fruit trees. Yeah.
Or animal husbandry. Because I grew up on a farm.
All right. Okay. So today we are going to listen to me share on Are You a Campus Pastor? And be sure you tune in to the end because we are going to announce something at the end of this podcast that we have not yet announced anywhere, not online, anywhere. We're going to release it at the end of this podcast. So be sure you stick through and listen in. But without further ado, let's listen into this module.
Are you a campus pastor? Are you cut out for it? Do you have the gifting for it? Is God calling you to it? Or is there another role in his kingdom that is a better fit for you in this next season of your life? Let's get into it. Well, let me start with a personal confession. I'm really good at envying. I can't even count the number of times that I've gone to a conference, taken a course like this, or read a book to myself and subtly thought, I could do that. I could probably do that better than them. You know what I'm talking about? I'm sure you don't. You're probably thinking that right now, aren't you? Well, okay, but seriously, I'm often tempted to envy other people's stories rather than desire the story that God has for me. I try to live out their story rather than live my story. And what's ironic about all of this is that while I'm envying someone else's story, someone's probably also envying me. What a vicious and dangerous cycle. It's like the old Hebraic tale of Rabbi Zuziah and Moses. When he was an old man, Zuziah said, "In the coming world, they will not ask me, 'Why were you not Moses?' They will ask me, 'Why were you not Zuziah?'" And that's God's question to each of us as well. We're not expected to be who we're not. We're expected to be who we are. So what is God's calling on your life? What is God calling you to? Yes, I know that he's calling us to him first and foremost, but what role is he calling you to play at this time in your life, in this season of your life, at such a time as this? Now, church planting is hot, and that's a good thing. It's good because the harvest is plentiful and the workers are few. It's good because we need more churches to reach the lost. There's a huge need, but what we don't need more of is failed church plants. Have you ever been to a failed church plant? Have you ever been a part of one? Yeah, I mean, it was great when it was going strong, but the carnage of a failed church plant is just not worth it. Trust me, I've experienced it. And if God is not calling you to plant a church, don't do it. Don't just plant because there's a need. And in the same way, campus pastoring is hot. In fact, the campus pastor role is arguably the hottest job on the market. But if God is not calling you to plant a campus or serve as a campus pastor, then don't do it. Don't just do it to get it on your resume. We need to understand that church planting and campus pastoring are not the same thing. I spend every day, each day, helping, consulting, equipping, and resourcing church planters and campus pastors through newchurches.com. And let me tell you something, there's a lot of overlap. There's a lot of overlap between church planters and campus pastors, but they are fundamentally different roles, which requires different types of leaders. So how do you discern which one God is calling you to? What are your next steps in this journey of discernment? The goal of this module is to give you a framework and to help you make that decision. And here's the framework, all right? Here's the framework. Know the differences, know who you are, and keep your eyes open and wait on the Lord. Let's start with the first point. Know the differences. Know the differences between the campus pastor and the church planter role. We're not here to discuss multi-site or church planting 101. The rest of the course will give you the framework for campus pastoring, and the other courses at newchurches.com will help your church move towards multi-site or towards church planting. Neither are we here to debate whether or not multi-site is a good idea or how it compares to church planting as an ecclesiological strategy. There are a lot of good discussions out there on this topic, but I'd recommend that you read chapter 9 of the second edition of Planting Missional Churches, your guide to starting churches that multiply, that I co-authored with Ed Stetzer. In this chapter, I wrote an overview of what multi-site is, the typical concerns with it, the benefits of it, single-site versus multi-site churches, and how multi-site relates to church planting. The point of this module, though, is to look at the functional differences between the campus pastor and church planter role and help you discern if one or the other is in your future, and also if you're in a senior leadership position, to help you discern what type of candidate to hire. The interesting thing about multi-site is that every multi-site church seems to do things differently. So depending on where your church lands on the following questions, ministry will look completely different. How centralized or decentralized will our model be? Another question is, what constitutes central support? Or is the campus pastor role full-time? Side hustle, or how fast does the campus need to be self-supporting? Do they have to be? Are we going to use video preaching or ask the campus pastor to preach live? Or what about a mix? How far away will the campus be? Do we expect the campus to spin off on its own as a church plant or as its own church some point in the future? Now, after consulting with a multitude of multi-site churches, reading and pilfering through who knows how many books, articles, and campus pastor job descriptions, being on staff in 3 multi-site churches and being in the role in 2 of them, I feel like I have a good grasp on of the broad boundaries or the river banks of being a campus pastor. So to help you discover the difference between the campus pastor and the church planter role, we'll take the campus pastor role as our starting point and see how it differs from the church planting role. In fact, how about we make things a bit interesting and talk about indicators or signs that you should not be in the campus pastor role, okay? So these are indicators or signs that you should not be in the campus pastor role. Here are the 10 signs that you should not be a campus pastor, okay? Are you ready? Number 10. We'll do a countdown. I am not a risk taker. There's a myth out there that goes something like this. Church planters are the real risk takers, while campus pastors are just playing it safe. Now, this couldn't be further from the truth. Both church planting and campus pastoring are about the advancement of the gospel, and it's about seeing God's kingdom come and his will be done in a local community. There is nothing safe about that. So when you launch a campus, it's going to feel more like a startup since it's new. It's the same as church planting because they're both entrepreneurial and startup-like. And because of that, that gives you the opportunity to experiment, take risks, try new ways of doing ministry that perhaps couldn't be done at the more established sending campus. Now just make sure you're not ditching the DNA of the church when doing so. We're going to cover that in a later module. The biggest difference is that campus pastors will have a greater measure of structural support, brotherhood, and camaraderie than a church planter will during the launch phase. Why? Well, it's because the campus pastor can lean on the other pastors for help, whereas the church planter is leaning completely on volunteers for help. Now, in the same way, the campus pastor usually wouldn't have to worry about the opening sermon at launch time, since on launch day, regardless of whether or not you're a video venue or not, the senior pastor will usually play some sort of significant role. Essentially, if you are risk adverse, you won't thrive, neither as a church planter or as a campus pastor. In fact, you probably won't get much done either. Here's the thing. Since most multi-site churches are still trying to figure out central support and DNA, you as the campus pastor have the opportunity to help define that by being on the front lines. In fact, the most successful campus pastors take the initiative and they risk to help define those gray areas rather than waiting for someone else to make the decision.
Dude.
Dude?
Dude.
Bro.
Okay, so first of all, I like just the whole starting out. This is a great one to start on simply because you state early on, hey, we're not here to debate planting versus versus multi-site. No. We're not here to because of this. For church planters that are still tapped into this episode, mm-hmm. I want to encourage you to listen to the whole week. Yeah. It's not just for multi-site guys. And I think there's a lot of crossover along the way.
Definitely.
And yeah, so did you really pilfer through books?
You like
used
that?
The word I pilfered through books.
It sounded good.
Pilfering.
I like that. Anytime
I'm
I can
not really
use...
sure what that means.
Pilfer? I should have said flank as well and began using military references.
Flank and pilfer.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about that.
Yeah. So, I mean, because that's the thing. The question, are you a campus pastor? It's the same thing I say about church planters. You know, I believe we're all called to be about church planting, but we're not all called to be church planters. And in the same way about multi-site, I think we're all called to multiply, right? Whether it's church planting or multi-site, but that campus pastor role is really a unique one. We're not all called to
it. It was weird for me. I got to be honest.
Okay.
Because I heard your preaching voice.
Yes.
This was you preaching.
Yeah, it was.
This was not.
You've never heard me preach.
I haven't. No.
Yeah. And I'm like, I go every other week, man.
I'm awesome. And I am awesome.
I don't realize my preaching voice, but the previous church I was at.
It's a cadence.
Yeah.
You almost like channel your inner David Platt.
Hey, that's a compliment.
It's
David
not a bad
Platt
one.
Is amazing.
And then you go, I've done this three times
which
in Korea, in Canada.
Which I don't know if our audience
blah, blah,
fully
blah.
Knows.
And now
we do
I'm in
have
Tennessee.
Some awesome pictures of David Platt when he was young because you were friends with him.
Well,
like
I
you
was
did camp with him, right?
Yeah, I did camp with him in like 1990 of nine.
It is amazing.
And we both look like.
Well, you look like
boys.
An Abercrombie and Fitch model.
Because I kind of did
were.
That for a little bit.
That's and David Platt, he looks like a...
He looks 12, yeah. man. He does.
Oh,
so,
yes.
So
okay.
I have... It is spectacular. Also, he
it
did...
It is spectacular.
At that time, we had like some kind of fuge camp that was like a sports-related thing.
Yeah.
And I also happen to have... one of his playing cards, a trader card from that era.
All right.
I'm sure it's worth more than my Mark McGwire rookie card.
So if you purchase
point.
A Central Campus Pass from today, you'll get
a David Platt rookie card.
Okay. So now let's get to the thing that we were going to announce. What we were going to announce.
An announce?
Yeah, we were going to announce.
Go ahead and announce.
I was
announce
that excited that.
That
I started stuttering. All right. So a few months ago, we invited all our Charter Plus members on newchurches.com into a coaching summit. You can buy a ticket to it. We actually covered every, like we swagged
brought
everyone
people
out.
In, swagged them out,
we
gave them
to,
books,
yeah.
gave them all
and
kinds of stuff.
We went to
stuff.
Dinner that had live music here in Nashville because this is Nash Vegas, baby. I mean, it was fun.
Yeah.
And we covered everything. We covered everything. And this was a gift to all our Charter Plus members. But because it went so well, what we did on the day of the coaching, we actually did a hot seat where every person had 15 minutes and they were together with us. And it was really kind of like the podcast, but back and forth. They would ask whatever they want. But the neat thing was that after we got the feedback, everyone enjoyed not only asking their question,
yeah.
but hearing from everyone else's and the community that developed as a result.
Well, we do stuff all the time with churches. I mean, after I get off this podcast, I'm going to get on a plane. Mm-hmm. But the crazy thing to me was, I don't know about you, but I got a ton of cards after that, like thank you cards and stuff.
I thought you were talking about baseball cards.
No.
I did get, yeah, you're right. I did get thank you cards.
I
too.
Did. And
it
I was
really
like, this
nice.
Is, it was very
because
nice.
Because not being like a pastor at a local church, you yeah. don't really get that as often.
No.
Okay. You can send your
anymore.
Cards to our Lifeway Plaza, Nashville, Tennessee.
Please.
All right. But
include
for real,
a gift
so
card.
As a result of that,
we, like gift cards
we wanted
better.
To replicate that same experience, but do it just for campus pastors. So upcoming in a few months, we are going to have our very first campus pastor coaching summit where we're only going to have 25 slots. Now, the neat thing about this coaching summit is we're going to once again, do dinner together, lunch together, and you're going to have coaching. We're going to have a hot seat, build that community, but really dig down into the nuts and bolts of what you want to wrestle through and what is different today than what it was five years ago.
And one of the cool things is you're there for everybody's questions. Mm-hmm. So people are asking great, everybody's asking good questions.
Yeah.
So except for that one guy, just kidding. Sorry, one guy.
Yeah. That one guy.
Everybody's asking you questions, so you're learning not only from your questions, but other people's mm-hmm. questions.
Yeah, so if you purchase a ticket to this summit, then not only do you get access to our Essential Campus Pastoring course, but you also get $200 worth of swag at the event, dinner, lunch, and you just got to...
Where are we going to take them?
We're gonna take them to a Nashville favorite.
A Nashville
favorite? Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun, man.
You're not saying where we're taking them.
No, because I don't know, but it's going to be fun. Okay. All right. So go to newchurches.com/podcast, hit the episode for today, and you'll get the link to that coaching summit and to learn a little bit more about that. So today, do that or purchase, and you can get a 30-minute phone consult with every. So it's either
and
or.
Tell all your friends about Campus Pastor Week.
I like that radio voice you have.
Thank you.
Or is it Monster Truck voice?
I don't know. Yeah, it is kind of Monster Truckish.
Yeah.
This Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
All right, so tune in tomorrow
at Music City Center. It's Bigfoot and Gravedigger.
Tomorrow on thenewchurches.com.
Watch the cars, they roar, roar, roar through the flaming gates of hell.